Leviticus 25 and verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." Hello, this is Pastor Wynn Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. We are located just outside of Boone, North Carolina, just off of Highway 105 South, 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road. If you are in the listening area, we'd love for you to come and to visit with us in any or all of our services. We have a church website, mountlebanonbc.org, that has all of our contact information and service times and information that you might be interested in. But we'd love for you to come and visit with us if you don't have a church home, or if you are just in the area visiting. This is the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast, and we're glad you're here with us today. Liberty is a beautiful word. It's a Bible word. We say that every week when we come on, proclaim liberty throughout all the land. Liberty is good news, and it is very necessary in the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you know Christ, well, you know what true liberty really is. And Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1 that we are to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. So I hope you'll stay with us today, and I hope we have an interesting broadcast today. I've been looking forward to it. I want to say, first of all, good morning to Noah. He's here in the studio. And how are you today, Noah?
I'm good. It's good to be here this morning.
It is.
And we want to say welcome to all our listeners. We do appreciate our listeners here, those who are listening in right here on AIM 1450 WATA in Boone, North Carolina. Those who listen in on AM 690 WZAP out of Bristol, Virginia. And also those who listen in through KBGT 89.1 FM, The Truth in Watertown, South Dakota.
We do appreciate all of our listeners. And before I get started today, I wanted to mention, I mentioned this last week, but we have a new book. I wrote a book. It's a devotional book. It goes over the course of a year. It's called Today's Proverb, and it encourages people to read a chapter a day out of the book of Proverbs, and for every day of the year, there is a devotional out of that corresponding chapter. So we hope it'll be a great blessing to you. We've been able to get out quite a few into the hands of people. They've been great graduation presents, and a lot of people have been giving them to young people, and I think that's wonderful. And if you're interested in obtaining a copy of that and you are outside of the listening area, you could contact us through our website. We'll let you know how to get a copy of that book, or you could call the Grace Bible Baptist Bookstore, and they are their number. I'm going to give that to you, Brother Daniel Trantham. He's the owner, and his wife Lana, and he's also the pastor of a local church here in the county. But Brother Daniel, his number is 828-263-2935, and they have the book at the bookstore there, and they'd be glad to help you out with that, 828-263-2935. And so we'd love to hear from you. But we're going to get right into the radio broadcast today, and I want to begin by reading some advice from an ancient king. And this ancient king has some things to say about government scandals and invasion of privacy and wireless listening of private conversations. Now, you just thought that was today's headline news. There's been a lot of talk in the news about the NSA, the National Security Administration, and how they're monitoring the phone calls of all Americans. I read an article that said 1 billion phone calls a day are being monitored, recorded, stored, looked at. That is just unfathomable that you can even imagine that there would be a system that could do such a thing. But evidently it's a reality. What has been suspected for a long time is a reality. Now, the king I'm talking about is King Solomon, and the book is the book of Ecclesiastes. Or did you know the book of Ecclesiastes is also called the preacher? And it's called that because chapter 1, verse 1 says the words of the preacher. And a lot of people think the preacher has no business talking or writing about such things, but you'll just have to take that up with the Lord, because that's what Solomon is talking about in chapter number 10. And we're going to begin there in chapter number 10 and just read verse number 1. And the Bible says over there, dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. And there is a multitude of dead flies today stinking up the apothecary of the government. A lot of things are going on. Last week I mentioned several scandals that the Obama administration is involved in, either denying, forgetting, lying about, covering up. These things have been in the news for several weeks now. And this week, we do not have to rehash the old ones. We can just add to that list. There's been more come out in the past week. And last week, I pointed out that the troubles of the Obama administration, I believe, can be tied into the pattern that we have seen before concerning American presidents and their treatment of Israel. I talked about last week, Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8, where the Lord is talking about the nation of Israel. And he said, for he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. And if you touch Israel, it's just like touching God's eye. You touch somebody's eye, and that is going to draw a reaction from them. And so God said, do not touch the apple of God's eye. The book of Joel talks about the different nations that come into the land of Israel, and they are part of dividing or parting up the land, covenant land, land that God has given to the nation of Israel. And it talks about how God will judge those nations for parting the land. Verse number 7, the Bible says in Joel chapter number 3, God said, and will return your recompense upon your own head. Whatever you do to Israel will be done back, and it will be done back with interest. That's how the Lord pays back. So not only are we on the wrong side against Israel as a nation, being a friend to all of Israel's enemies and actually our enemies, but we're on the wrong side of the Lord concerning righteousness in our nation. The Bible said in Proverbs 14 and 34, it says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. On May the 31st, 2013, just a few days ago, Mr. Obama declared the month of June to be, and here's the official title, Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. Now, that's been going on for several years, and every year they redo the declaration. But I'm always interested that this is associated with pride. Up in Boston, Massachusetts, last week, the Boston Red Sox, they had LGBT Pride Night there in the baseball stadium. And that was to kick off Pride Week there in Boston, Massachusetts. And pride, this thing of homosexuality is always associated with pride. It's interesting what the Bible says about pride. Proverbs 16 and 18, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Now, when Mr. Obama declared June to be Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month on that same day, the widest tornado to ever be recorded in the history of America, there was a tornado struck in Oklahoma, 2.6 miles wide. It was an EF5, which is the highest category of tornado there is. And they said it missed wiping out, I believe it was downtown Oklahoma City, just by a couple of miles, but it killed 13 people. And that was after, now I'm not talking about the tornado that struck in Moore, Oklahoma. This was another tornado. And we talked about several things last week that has just happened here recently. Well, the problems just continue to pile on. I would to God that people in America could see that this is not normal. If you can't see that our nation is under the judgment hand of God, my goodness, we need to wake up and see what's happening in our nation. But over in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, this is interesting to me that the Bible speaks of these things. I'm going to read just a few verses to get started this morning. Verse number 8 and verse number 9 are very interesting verses. Solomon said over there, "He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him." Verse 9, "Whoso removeth stones shall be hurt therewith." Now, first of all, he says, "He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it." Now, a pit is something that is used to entrap somebody, to catch something or somebody. And so we're talking about a trap here. But he says, "He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it." And then he says, "And whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him." Now, a hedge is there for privacy's sake. Even in the Bible, even in Bible times, the hedge would be a barrier around your property. Or the Song of Solomon talks about an enclosed garden. And so when somebody breaks that hedge of privacy, which ought to be sacred to each and every American, Solomon said, "The man that breaks the hedge, a serpent shall bite him." And then in verse number 9, it says, "Whoso removeth stone shall be hurt therewith." Now, in the Bible, there's many places that talks about the landmarks. Remove not the ancient landmarks. There was a curse upon the person, a warning against those that would remove the ancient landmarks. And he's talking about that here in verse 9. "Whoso removeth stone shall be hurt therewith." And so it was markers for the people that they would not forget what the Lord had done for them. Sort of like here in America, we have some markers. We have some memorials. We have some guidelines that have been set up in our nation to lead us and guide us, and that we are always to refer back to, such as the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, even the Ten Commandments, the Word of God. All of our laws in America, in the founding of our nation, were based upon God's law. Once upon a time in America, you could not become a lawyer without studying the Bible, because they reasoned, how could you know the law without knowing the lawgiver? And so our laws are based upon the laws of the Bible. But when we go to remove these things, the Bible says, "Whoso removeth stone shall be hurt therewith." Well, did you know wireless listening is mentioned in the Bible? And the Bible says in verse number 20, here's what I'm talking about, "Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought. And curse not the rich in thy bedchamber, for a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter." That's wireless tapping. That's wireless listening. The Bible says you better be careful what you say in privacy, because it says here a bird will carry the voice. Well, no bird that I know of can go and tell, but I'll tell you, in this day and time, there sure is such a thing as people listening to your private conversations, what you say in the privacy of your own home. And so the Bible warns, be careful what you say, because somebody might be listening. Now, this encourages me that even liberals are upset, and they should be upset, about what is going on in our nation's government, this subject of being listened to, Americans' conversations being recorded. The liberal columnist Eugene Robinson, I get the newspaper, and this gentleman, he's out of Washington, I believe, and he's a liberal or a progressive, and most of the time I don't care for what his opinion on things. But I was looking today, this morning, and reading, he had an article entitled "Hanging Up on the Right to Privacy." And he starts out his article and he says, "Someday a young girl would look up into her father's eyes and ask, 'Daddy, what was privacy?'" And I thought that was interesting. And so this is something that ought to concern all Americans. And I know how people are. They say, well, as long as, they're catching bad guys. I don't care if anybody's listening to my phone conversations because I'm not doing anything wrong. And I'll tell you, that is a wrong way to look at your privacy. Your privacy ought to be sacred. It is sacred. It is protected in the Bill of Rights. And I will say this before I go on, that what we are seeing today is this is just the mature fruit of what George W. Bush and the Republicans started after 9/11 with the Patriot Act. And that changed everything in America as far as how our government looks at their own citizens or our own citizens. So, you know, there's a lot of Republicans standing up and crying and whining today about what the Obama administration is doing, Eric Holder, different ones. But you know what? The Republicans are to blame for this, the foundation of it, the fruit of it. So we'll just be real honest about that. But we might say, well, what about that? What about phone conversations? What about phone calls being recorded and monitored and all of these things? Well, our government would just tell you not to worry. Yesterday, or on June 10th, in the Winston-Salem Journal, there was an article by the Associated Press, and after all this information come out that this was going on, the headline said this: NSA claims it can self-regulate. And then underneath it, it said, agency says it has the know-how to ensure no illegal spying. So that ought to make you feel better about the whole thing. The agency says, we're not doing anything illegal. Yes, we're recording all your phone calls and where they're made and who you're talking to and everything like that. But don't worry. Don't worry. Just go back to posting things on Facebook that don't matter about anything in the whole wide world, and just go back to watching TV and doing whatever it was you were doing before. You know, I thought about it like this. If you had a neighbor and you found out after years that they had been spying on you, looking in your windows, keeping track of every phone call you made and who came to your house and what time you left and where you went, when you came back, and all this. If you had a neighbor that you found out had been spying on you like that, and you called them on it, and they said, well, we were only doing that to keep you safe, but we want you to know that we know when to turn our head. When you were in the bathroom or when you were changing clothes in your bedroom, nobody looked. We turned the other way. Well, you know what? That wouldn't make it all better. You'd say, you lying pervert, I'm calling the police, you need to be locked up, shame on you, I can't believe you've invaded my privacy like this. I was thinking, I seen an article the other day, and it was talking about, I think now it is 64 years since George Orwell's book came out. It was written in 1949, his book 1984. And the book 1984, that's where we get our term Big Brother from. If somebody talks about the government looking into our lives, all this stuff that's going on that people are upset about and ought to be upset about, and you hear somebody talk about Big Brother, that's a reference to that book, 1984. Now, that book is interesting to me because when I was in the seventh or eighth grade, that was in 1983, 1984, right along in there. And so that was a big deal when I was in elementary school because it was getting ready to be 1984. And so we read this book, talked about this book, and it's about Big Brother. It's about government spying, thought police. That phrase also comes from that book. But in that book, the main character is a man named Winston. And I went back and read this book a couple of years ago. Of course, I read it differently a couple of years ago than I did when I was in seventh or eighth grade, because now we're after 1984. Well, anyway, Winston is the main character in this book. It starts out, he is alone in his apartment. He is thinking back to his childhood, and he's been sneaking and writing in his apartment and hiding this piece of paper that says, "Down with Big Brother, down with Big Brother, down with Big Brother." He's a rebel against Big Brother, and he knows that they're going to find out. They're going to come and they're going to disappear him. I thought it was interesting that this gentleman, and his name just slipped my mind, but the fellow that came out and exposed the NSA, and he's a whistleblower about all this, keeping records of your phone calls. Somebody in Congress said that he needed to be disappeared. Well, that also is found in that book, 1984. And I just think it's a very interesting book. But anyway, this gentleman, Winston, in the book, he's thinking back to his childhood. And he remembers as a little child being on a train, and there was an old man and old woman on the train, and they were upset, and the man was crying. He couldn't remember. This he's explaining in the book. Couldn't remember exactly what the man was upset about, but he was crying as if somebody had just died or been killed, and maybe it was even his little daughter. That's how the paragraph in the book explains this man remembering his childhood. And he remembered something that old man said, and the old man said to his wife, he said, "We didn't ought to have trusted him. I said so, Ma, didn't I? That's what came of trusting him. I said so all along. We didn't ought to have trusted the buggers." Of course, this is written in England, 1940s. Bugger, that's not a nice, I probably shouldn't even say it on the radio, but I used to live in England. It's not used very much in America, but it's vulgar slang to describe a sodomite. That's what it is. And he said, "We shouldn't have trusted him." And then Winston says, it goes on in the book, and he says, "I can't remember who we shouldn't have trusted." You know, just a few weeks ago, Obama, Mr. Obama, he gave a speech up in Ohio, a graduation speech at Ohio University, and he talked about these voices that you've heard all your lives about government tyranny being right around the corner. He said, "You shouldn't listen to those voices." And then here just a few weeks later, look at all the scandals that have come out and about him being involved in keeping phone records of Americans. And this same weekend, Mr. Obama is meeting the president of China, a communist country, or the leader of China. I don't know that they call him a president, but he went out to California and met the leader of China. And he was going to press him on human rights violation and what hypocrisy. Well, that's a whole nother subject altogether. But what do we think about this as Americans? Well, I'll tell you what the Declaration of Independence said. If you read the Declaration of Independence in its entirety, you'll find that there was a long list of abuses that were listed about King George. And it said at the end of that, towards the end of the Declaration of Independence, after all these, I think there's 28 charges against King George that he had been involved in, And it said in the end of the Declaration of Independence, it said, in every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. Now, there's a great outcry against these phone records being monitored, recorded, kept. There's a great outcry against this. But, you know, the newspaper comes out today and it says NSA will continue. They're not going to change anything. There's no redress. There's outcry and outcry. Nothing is ever done. Just same old, same old. Well, this is history repeating itself. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. And then it says this, a prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Boy, I thought that was good. You say, what should we do about this? Well, I'll tell you what they did once upon a time. They said somebody that acts like that is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. I'm glad I'm not alone in voicing this opinion. I've heard many others, even congressmen, say the same things. I believe it's a congressman from Utah. He said Obama was unfit and Joe Biden was even more unfit. He was an embarrassment. And so people recognize the great problems that we have in our country. Well, here's what King Solomon said ought to be done about it. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 4. The Bible said, if the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifieth great offenses. Boy, you ought to look that up and study that out and meditate upon it. If the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place. Don't give up. Do not give in. Do not just sit back and do nothing. This is what King Solomon is saying. Leave not thy place. Now, here's what you do if you leave your place. For yielding pacifieth great offenses. Yielding pacifieth great offenses. That's where we are in America and have been for a long time. People don't really care what's going on in the government. Well, that's got us in, it's got us in a bad position. We need to really care about what's going on in the government. Yielding pacifieth great offenses. If we do nothing, if we take no action whatsoever, well, they just take that as approval to go on and do the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. Our government is based upon the great principle that we the people are responsible for our liberty, for our freedoms. We're not just to yield this to the government and say, okay, we trust you. You just take care of us and do what you're supposed to do. They won't do it. They won't do it. It's made up of humans, and humans are sinful. And the more power you give to humans, the more they abuse it. And so yielding pacifieth great offenses. Boy, that's a great verse in the Bible. If you and I fail to do anything, then we shouldn't be surprised when nothing is done. Well, I'm thankful to hear a lot of talk about the Constitution. I just hope it's not too little too late. I'm afraid the average person has no idea how dangerous our own government has become. Well, we need to pray, we need to say, and don't delay. We need to pray for our nation. We need to say something about what's going on, and do not delay. Our time is quickly come and gone today. Thank you for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Noah's going to come give the contact information.
You're listening. You've been listening to Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wayne Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church that's located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's MTLE. B-A-N-O-N. nonbc.org.